Guglielmo Michele was no ordinary pupil to Fattori. Among those who followed his teaching, he was the most devoted. They met in Florence at the Academy of Fine Arts, where Michele attended the Free School of the Nude. It was 1888, and from that moment, a deep, sincere bond grew between them, one that would last until Fattori's death, an affection made of letters, visits, and friendship, but above all of painting. Michele never succumbed to the allure of the fashions that, around 1891, captivated many of Livorno's artists under the influence of French Impressionism. He remained faithful to his master's teaching, carrying it forward with coherence and passion. In Livorno, he founded a private school and trained nearly all the leading figures of post-Macchiaioli painting. Llewellyn Lloyd, one of those students, would later recall those years.
In that studio, I heard the name of Giovanni Fattori spoken with the reverence due a deity. Michele had only recently left his school, and his veneration for the master was immense. The teaching he had received from Fattori was the gospel he imparted to me, his first student.
But their friendship went beyond art. Michele, who lived at number 8, Via degli Asili, often hosted Fattori and his second wife, Mariana Bigazzi, during their summer visits to Livorno. In that house, the master found a precious refuge and the company of his friend. In the summer months, they painted together, sharing silences and inspiration. Even in his last years, Fattori continued to frequent Michele's studio, sketching immersed in his thoughts and memories of battles to be painted, before resting while gazing at the sea and the ships in the harbor. The master particularly admired Michele's talent for painting seascapes and would proudly say,
"I taught Michele to paint horses, but Memo taught me to paint the sea."
Their friendship, born of art and nourished by mutual respect and support, remained unshaken, deep and true, until the end.